President Bush's Labor Secretary Elaine Chao will address leaders of the AFL-CIO today in Los Angeles. It's the first time organized labor will hear directly from the new secretary. AFL-CIO leaders are holding their winter meeting in LA to map out organizing and political strategies for the coming year. The labor organization faces the dual challenge of trying to work with the Republican president it fought during the campaign and trying to expand organizing efforts during an economic slowdown. From Los Angeles, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
During the presidential race, AFL-CIO leaders denounced candidate George Bush as an anti-labor tool of big business. They poured millions into the campaign to try to defeat him. Some rank-and-file union members are still seething at the election outcome. It's an anger AFL-CIO President John Sweeney tapped into during a speech to LA area union members at the start of the group's winter meeting here.
We stand for the right to have a full voice in our democracy, to be confident that every vote counts in California and, yes, even in Florida.
But now that labor has to work with a president they fought so hard against, their peace offerings are tentative and slightly awkward. John Sweeney Tuesday said, quote, "If we have to go to war, we'll go to war. But right now, we'll reach out as much as we can." It's as if one side is waiting anxiously for the other to throw the first punch. Tom Martin is a Teamster skycap who works at San Francisco International Airport.
Supposedly, he's a great unifier. We'll see. Jury's still out, I guess. And until he proves that he is indeed going to be aware and conscious of labor issues, I think we're waiting to see exactly how that's going to go. But certainly we'll fight if he's going to turn out to be an anti-labor president.
Labor leaders and rank-and-file members alike fear that President Bush will thwart attempts to increase the minimum wage and overturn new federal regulations passed by President Clinton, which aim to reduce the number of repetitive motion injuries in the workplace. Union leaders here Tuesday called for a tax dividend or immediate cash rebate instead of the president's $1.6 trillion tax cut, which they call a boon to the wealthy. In addition, they worry President Bush will make good on his campaign promise to introduce so-called paycheck protection legislation, which would make it easier for union members to stop part of their dues from going into political action. Bush has said such a provision is vital if he's to support any campaign finance reform ban on unregulated soft money contributions. Labor says such a provision is an effort to block workers from the political process. AFL-CIO Vice President Linda Chavez-Thompson.
President wants to shut us up. President doesn't want us to have any kind of clout. He wants to saddle us with something that he calls paycheck protection, when in fact it's paycheck deception. He wants to shut up the mouths of the working families that belong to unions. We're not going to tolerate it. We're going to fight back.
While there are big federal policy issues which could affect organized labor, some leaders here say when it comes to labor's bigger prize, organizing more workers, it hardly matters who's in the White House. Andrew Stern is president of the Service Employees International Union. He says regardless of electoral politics, workers are still concerned about the same issues of pay, health care benefits, and working conditions.
The organizing really has to do with talking to people who aren't unions about the benefits being part of an organization that fights on their issues. And, you know, we lost members under Bill Clinton. I hate to say that, you know, George Bush is going to affect us any differently. I mean, I think it's going to create a different atmosphere for the leaders. I just think for people who go to work every day, they have very defined issues that have very little to do with Washington, D.C.
Organized labor still has enormous ground to make up. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the percentage of unionized workers in the country fell last year to 13.5% of the workforce, the lowest level in 60 years. And they continue to lose unionized manufacturing jobs and have had little success organizing in the fast-growing high-tech fields. One of the few areas of organizing growth is in healthcare. Mary Mendoza is a registered nurse in Los Angeles at a hospital where 450 fellow nurses recently voted to join the Service Employees Union.
It's going to be job security. It's going to be a recognition and respect for our profession as nurses. It would also mean better pay and competitive wages compared to other hospitals, and also overall better working conditions.
AFL-CIO leaders here say organizing successes such as Mendoza's helped bring huge numbers of union voters to the polls last election day. A record 26% of voters in November were from a union household, and union turnout helped deliver key states for Al Gore. So while labor says it wants to work with President Bush, it's also set a goal of organizing more than 700,000 new workers this year alone. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Los Angeles.